existence. Episode 14. Shock treatment.
Handcuff her to the chair. And don't try anything, Bryce, or you're both dead.
Please. You don't know what you're doing. If I don't report it, they'll come looking for me. They'll come looking for you.
Shut up and listen. I have questions, which you will answer. Or I will shoot you right here, without hesitation.
Please.
What is the signal?
I don't know.
Bullshit! What is the signal?
They'll kill me if I tell you.
And I will kill you if you don't. Now talk. Why are you here?
To recover the data in the event of successful analysis. You're the only team that did it. You're the only team that survived.
Survived what?
First, contact.
What happened to the other teams, Brennan?
The anomaly. It literally cooked their insides. I don't know how. How you survived. Please! No! Okay, don't shoot. I'll tell you everything I know. I was good as dead anyway. The anomaly that you were assigned to monitor was first discovered here in 1901. This location was identified as its strongest point on Earth. They built this bunker for the man who found it, so he could study it further. Nikola Tesla.
Tesla?
It became his greatest obsession. They say it drove him mad. But one day he walked out into the snow and he never came back. Days after his death, the anomaly started to pulse. They've been sending teams here ever since. But you were the first team to have survived. And to have achieved what Tesla couldn't. There is so much more to this universe than you know.
And your pathetic games just prove how we don't deserve to be part of it. Tell Bryce how this was really meant to end.
What do you mean?
Tell him!
My mission was to retrieve the blueprints. To direct you to assassinate Dr. Cook. And then to lock you in and leave you here.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
She was sent to stage our suicides, Bryce. We were never going home.
What do you think we are, Brennan? Lab rats in a bloody experiment?
Please, listen. Let me explain.
Quiet! I don't want to hear another word from you!
No!
I need to get out of here.
Bryce, wait. Listen to me. First contact. Think about it. We have just made first contact. We've proven that there is life out there. Extraterrestrial life. Our universe holds secrets that we are simply not ready for. Take the gun. You know that I'm right. We are being used, Bryce. I have been used to decipher an alien signal, to unlock technology that will bring giant leaps to the potential of mankind. How do they intend to use these abilities? What right do they have to hold such power over us? Someone is trying to manipulate us. Someone is trying to acquire these universal secrets. Secrets that they do not deserve. They were given to me. I was chosen. I was selected to receive the signal. Do you really believe that if I gave the secrets of the cipher to them, they'll use the information to save others? Or to save themselves? Right here. Right now. We are standing at the turning point for humanity. And you have a chance to do the right thing. Bryce, what will you do? Take it. Take the gun.
Then what? Shoot myself? I'm not doing it, Cook. What's happening to you? You're not yourself.
Not myself. No.
Maybe I'm not. Take the gun. Kill Agent Brannon. She cannot let them know that I've unlocked the cipher. Insignia Life does not deserve to hold the power and the wonder of these achievements.
Listen to yourself. You're not well, Cook. You've been acting crazy ever since you first heard this thing.
Do it, Bryce!
No!
Do it!
No! Get off, Cook! Back off! Let go of me!
You should have listened. But now, you're all going to hell. Every single one of you on this pathetic planet. You're all dead. You're all already dead. Every selfish act that you pathetic humans have ever done has led you here. Right to this moment. To the end of your world.
Frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius, stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Why didn't you stop us? They're dead.
Stopping you would have prevented nothing.
What's happening to me?
You are dying, Dr. Cook. The signal has manifested itself as a living organism, a biomass that will consume you if we do not intervene. It killed everyone else who came into contact with it. But Insignia Life have a different plan for you.
It's so painful. Please, make it stop.
It will only stop if you embrace it. And through doing so, you will ensure that mankind's course is set on its true path. You've seen it, haven't you? The eternal abyss, the infinite scale of the universe, and humanity, a struggling species flailing uncontrollably as a pinhead falls through space and time. Now, stay right where you are. Don't move from your exact position. We're coming to get you. There is much work to do. Patient Zero.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.